Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 87, verse 29. Tirachara jataya syor ajayokta nimitta yujo. Viharo dikshaya yadi parasya vimukta tata. Nahi paramasya kaschid aparo na parascha bhaved. Vyata iva padasya tava shunya tulam dadata. Stira chara jata yosyura jayota namitta yujo. Viharo dikshaya yari parashya vimokta tata. Nahi paramasya kaschid aparo na parasya bhaved. Vyata iva padasya tava shunya tulam dadata. Sure, Vijayata Nimitta Yujo. Hara Dikshaya Jari Parashya Vimokta Tata. Nahi Paramasya Kaschid Aparo Na Parasya Bhave. Yata iva padasya tava shunya tulam dadata. Yo yura jayata nimitta yujo. Masya kastira paro na parashtra bhave. Vyata iva padasya tava shunya tulam vidata. Hold on. Please. Stira, stationary, chara, and moving, jataya, species of life, shu, become manifest, ajaya, with the material energy, utta, awaken, nimitta, their motivations for activity, and the subtle bodies activated by such. Yuja, assuming. Vihara, sport. Udikshaya, by your brief glance. Yadi, if. Parasya, of him who is aloof. Vimukta, oh, eternally liberated one. Tata, from her. No, not. He, indeed. Paramasya, for the supreme. Kustya, anyone. Appara, not foreign. No, nor. Para, foreign. Cha, also. Bhavet, can be. Biyataha, for the ethereal sky. Eva, as if. Apadasya, which has no perceptible qualities. Tava, for you. Shunya, to avoid. Tulam, a resemblance. Dadata, who take on. Translation. O eternally liberated, transcendental Lord, your material energy causes the various moving and non-moving species of life to appear by activating their material desires, but only when and if you sport with her by briefly glancing at her. You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see no one as an intimate friend and no one as a stranger, just as the ethereal sky has no connection with perceptible qualities. In this sense, you resemble a void. Purport. Not only are living beings totally dependent on the all-powerful, independent Lord for their maintenance and welfare, but even the very fact of their embodied existence is due only to his exceptional mercy. The personality of God has no interest in material affairs, since he has nothing to gain from the petty pleasures of this world and is altogether free from any contamination of envy or lust. He is exclusively involved in confidential loving pastimes with his pure devotees in the internal realm of his spiritual energies. Therefore, the only reason he ever turns to the business of material creation is to help draw lost souls back into his inner circle of eternal enjoyment. To attempt a life separate from the Lord, rebellious souls must be provided with suitable bodies. And as an illusory environment in which to act out their fantasies of independence, the merciful Lord agrees to let them learn in their own way, and so he glances at Mahavishnu, his energy, at Mahamaya, his energy of material creation. I just put eye drop in my eye. His energy of material creation, simply by his glance, he is awakened and makes all required arrangements on his behalf. She and her helpers manufacture countless varieties of gross and subtle bodies of demigods, humans, animals, and so on, along with countless situations in heavenly and hellish worlds, all just to give the conditioned souls the exact facilities they desire and deserve. While the uninformed may blame God for the suffering of his creatures, a sincere student of the Vedic literature will come to appreciate the Supreme Lord's equal concern for each soul. Since he has nothing to lose or gain, there is no reason for him to distinguish between friends and opponents. We may choose to oppose him and make all endeavors to forget him, but he never forgets us, nor does he ever stop providing us with all necessities along with his unseen guidance. Srila Sridhar Swami prays, Tvat ikshana bhashakshobha maya bodhita karma bi jatan sansarata kinan nrihare pahina pita. O Father, O Lord, appearing as half man, half lion, please save those who have been born into the endless cycle of birth and death. These souls are distressed by their karmic entanglement, which Maya awakened when your glance excited her to activity. O Ome gyanat marandasya gyanan jana shalaka chaksaranda kampini. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Mukhan karoti bachalam bangalanga tegring yakki pati maham bande Shri Gurave Dinacharanam. Panchakalpa durubhyascha kipasindubhyevacha patitam pavanindyo vaishnavi. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hima Bhati Bhyacha Vishandaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. O eternally liberated transcendental Lord, your material energy causes the various moving and non-moving species of life to appear by activating their material desires. But only when and if you sport with her by briefly glancing at her, you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see no one as an intimate friend and no one as a stranger, just as the ethereal sky has no connection with perceptible qualities. In this sense, you are you resemble a void. So continuing here, the prayers of personified Vedas. He sees no one. You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see no one as intimate friend and no one as stranger, as ethereal sky, has no connection with perceptible qualities. In this sense, you resemble a void. Now, it doesn't say he is a void. Obviously, he's interacting. But he has no one as intimate friend. So sometimes it is said no one is intimate friend. Other times, Krishna says, Samaham sarvabhuteshu namaitveshesti no napriya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapi aham. So he favors, he doesn't go out of his way to favor, but all the verses have to be seen as in entirety, just like ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya yeyatamam prabhajante tamsatai bhajama. As they surrender, then he rewards. And he has causeless mercy as well. So all things have to be seen like that. He is not playing favorites, so to speak. In Kunti Devi, he has a prayer similar to you're not envious, you don't hate anyone, you don't love anyone. But if they surrender, it gives us the idea that not that many people are surrendering. So he's more or less objective. Chanakya Pandit has one shloka that rain, it rains on the house of the Chandala Veshmini. Chandra Chandala Veshmini. The just as the moon shines everywhere on the house of the Chandala, or the rain falls on the ground, on the ocean is not required to have rain. It falls there also. Falls in the desert, it dries out. So the moon is shining, reflecting off the, I think probably gave the example of Taj Mahal, or or we hear of a very shiny, beautiful surface. So that thing can shine very beautifully when the moon is shining on it. Otherwise, if the moon is shining off some dull surface, so similarly, Krishna is appearing simultaneously, giving all a chance that is causeless. And by his glance, in the first part of this verse, he is glancing. You sport with her by briefly glancing at her. That's described in the Brahma Sanghita. He glances, we could say briefly, because there's so many times that he glances from his angle of vision. It is very brief. So he's glancing, and that glance itself is known as Shambhu. Sanitya nitya sambandha prakatis tvang praivacha. Our relation is sambandha, our sambandha is nitya, eternal. Nitya sambandha. However, it becomes covered by our own material desires. Prabhupada would stress that
If one is feeling jealous or envious, it means that he's not making advancement in Krishna consciousness. We become jealous, envious. Ah, so-and-so has this. First thing a sannyasi is supposed to know, one of the first things, if he sees something opulent, some householder or any, in the old days there were householders. Nowadays, we don't know what we got. We have Kali Yuga. But there's so many things in the material world to become attracted to. Nonsense, maya. Everywhere, constantly. So it's difficult to be renounced and to see things. But the advanced devotee sees in this, has to see in the same way that Krishna is seeing, objectively. Parasabhava karma nina prasangshan nagahiyat. Krishna twice gives this verse, these lines, in 11th canto. And again repeated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Parasabhava karma nina prasangshan nagahiyat. It was especially applicable in reference to Ramchandra Puri, because he claimed to be a sannyasi and seeing objectively, but he actually was finding fault. One should not, a sannyasi should not praise nor condemn or find fault. But Ramchandra Puri was not following one of those. He was not praising. He was even finding fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in the context, Kaviraj Goswami quoted that verse. Parasabhava means activities of others. Para. Here also, Parashya. Okay. Kitty room is outside in the veranda. So, the others, here it says, those who are, the word is, apara, not foreign, and para, foreign. So, foreign. You have so many foreigners trying to enter other countries, and so everyone is foreign to this material world. We're all kind of don't belong in the material world. And we're full of upadi. Therefore, the status of liberation is called sarvapadi vinirmuktam. One of the words used in this verse is vimuk, that Krishna is eternally liberated. And he says in Gita, vimukto mam upaishasi, someone who surrenders, vimukto, he becomes liberated. Hitanyatya rupam svarupena vyavastiti muktiya hitanyata rupam. When one gives up, what's all the noise out there? Yeah, shubha shubha palaiva moksha se karabandhane. So what does it say in the beginning? Shubha shubha, one who is transcendental to that which is supposedly auspicious and inauspicious. Shubha shubha palaiva moksha se karabandhane. Moksha se. That is the position of liberation. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is echoed by Kaviraj Goswami where he says, dvaita dvaita abhadra bhadra sakale saman. Prabhupada could quote it. He would tweak the word a little bit. One who is equal to that which is bhadra and abhadra, auspicious and inauspicious. So one of the real ways to enter into this Krishna consciousness movement is to develop these qualities. Krishna is giving the hints, more than hints, but over and over, hammering. One could see them as a hint, or they're hammering. Shuke duke same kritpa laba labo. That is a liberated platform. Suke duke same kritpa laba labo. He's transcendental to happiness and distress, sitoshna suka dukada. Heat and cold. Krishna has the fully transcendental quality as described in these verses over and over again. So obviously if we want to approach that divine transcendental platform, we have to develop some of these qualities more and more. So Prahlad Maharaj in some of his verses, he described it. Prabhupada lectured on these verses in 1976 in Mayapur. It's significant that what he would choose to speak on in the festival with so many devotees, where nowadays we get festivals 5, 10,000, 20,000, I don't know. But in the days of 1974, 1975, 6, then in India we would have maybe 500, 600. That would be a lot of devotees. But so he would pick certain things. Sometimes Kunti Devi, sometimes in 1976, Prahlad's prayers, especially because Prahlad describes Chanakalo Yada Bhavat, the hidden incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in another verse, he also, in many verses, he's all the various Siddhantas are there in Prahlad's prayers. Small boy, 5 years old, but he's giving very advanced philosophy. We could only hope to learn it, what to speak of, speak it. So he got the blessings of Narasingha, and he spoke the prayers. Naisha parava amatir. Bhavato nanusyad janturiyatma suhido jagatastata. He is suhido jagata. He is the friend of the whole universe, Prahlad says. Don't worry. Just because he's a little objective, it doesn't mean he's not. He's in Hridayeshu Arjuna Tishtati, in the heart. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. Suhrid, hrid means the heart. He's in the heart. He's watching. Sometimes he's testing. But he's there in the heart. Suhrid. Various levels of friendship. Mitra, Bandhu. And Suhrid is higher because in the heart. So he's Hridayeshu Arjuna Tishtati. He's situated in the heart of every living entity. He's watching. He's not a void. But the comparison is given that things are going on objectively. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisha Paravara. He's not caring whether you're a para avara, but it's up to you, he says in that very verse, Prahlad Maharaj. He's not speaking that he's making something up. He's knower of the absolute truth. Tattva Darshi, one of the 12 Mahajans, Palara Janako Bhishmo. So there he says, Na Aisha para avarama. This Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's not para avara. If you're Avara means lower, or para, supreme person, or the higher level. He doesn't mind. It's up to you. Therefore, he says, Naisha Paravara, Samsevaya Sura Taror Ivate Prashad. The prashad, the mercy that you will achieve, is compared to the desire tree. Samsevaya Sura Tara. Sura Itara means a tree growing in the spiritual world. That tree, desire tree, whatever you want, you'll get from it. Prabhupada describes that when he's speaking about Brahma Samhita prayers or other places. The desire tree may have so many types of things on it. Or whatever you ask from that tree, you will not go away. Even the trees of Vrindavan, Krishna was describing them in the 10th canto. No one will go away. These trees are great, like great souls. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. He is like the great gardener and the great tree, vriksha, desire tree. He's watering the tree, producing the fruits, and distributing all the fruits as well. He's giving out the jewels and the fruits. But if we're not receptive, then that is our fault. He's the desire tree. Samsevaya, this is seva. Sevanarupa mudayo na paravara. According to the rupa, the form of your service, then you'll reap the results. If you want some rotten thing, Prabhupada said, then you'll get rotten. You want rotten fruit, you'll get rotten fruit. Who is stopping anyone from going to McDonald's and eating the fruit? That so-called fruit, or the Bengalis call Ganga Phal. They eat fish and they call it Ganga Phal. Spin, talk about a spin on something. The fruit of the Ganga. Nowadays, the fruits of the, whether Ganga, the ocean, they have poisoned it with their Fukushima, all the fish trapping so many, hardly any fish left. They catch these giant whales full of plastic, Then they eat it. They're so desperate. They're so lusty to eat these fruits of the ocean, of the Ganga. And they poison themselves. Bishaya Bishanale Divanishihi Ajvale Narottam Das describes. This dangerous, poisonous fruit, they're eating it, they're creating it, their own. Apana Kalama Bunjaya Samana. I myself, Narottam says, I am being punished eating the poisonous fruits that I have created. No question of blaming Krishna. No, that's why these verses are there. Don't blame. It's mentioned here, blaming. Rebellious souls must be provided. Even Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, apanat hita hita, I don't know how to benefit myself. Kubishaya dam, I'm born. He's Sanatana Goswami, our esteemed acharya, but he is saying, Kayami, I don't know who I am. Apna hita hita, I don't know how to benefit myself. Nij jati, I was born in a low family. He wasn't born in a low family, but he's saying, Nij jati, nij sangi, I have bad association. He did get some bad association. Nij sangi, nij jati, kubishaya dam. Kubishaya. Very bad association. In the very next verse, after in Prahlad that we're quoting, Prabhupada quoted in his prayers on the Jaladutta. Evam jana patitam prabhavahi kupe. Prahlad's also saying similarly. He's not blaming. He's taking that. He's also reaping his fruits. He's saying, and Prabhupada is quoting it, paraphrasing exactly. Evam jana patitam prabhavahi kupe. Fallen in a well, was Prabhupada in a well of snakes as far as we're concerned? No. But he's quoting Prahlad. And Prahlad is saying the same thing. No blame, no rebellion. Submissive. No, whatever I'm getting, that is my fault. Apna hita hit kichui na jani. I do not know. So then Prahlad is saying, but kripat nasat soroshina bhagavan guru. My guru, Narad Muni, has given me all divine qualities. They are not my qualities, but due to that relation, that benediction of Narad Muni, then I have kripat nasat bhagavan. Therefore, how could I ever give up that service of Narad Muni? Seva visuja. I could never give up that service. So if we want to enter into the transcendental realm, we have to take up this service. Prabhupada has given so many things to do. He is the supreme spiritual master. He is not taking any credit, never. He's saying that Sachi Sutta Priya Ati, Shri Siddhanta Saraswati, Sachi Sutta Priya Ati. Siddhanta Saraswati, he is very dear to Krishna, Narasingha Dev. He is the one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Sachi Suno Priyati. He's very dear to the son of Mother Sachi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he's not taking any credit. He's just engaging. He's offering. These are my flowers, he said in one offering. And to Saraswati Thakur. So whatever we have, patram pushpam palam toyam, yat karoshi yat ashnasi, we offer. That is the power of such acharyas, that they, not only they're transcendental, but they attract others to the service because they're so fixed up in their service. Sevana rupa mudayo na paravaratvam. Twice in that verse, Prahlad stresses na paravaratvam. Apara, that the first line and the third and the fourth line, he is not seeing that. So if one is envious, oh, this person is doing so much service, this person is absorbed, then we should be very happy then. Not that that person is doing great service and we're unhappy. Paraduka suki. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said the typical mundane mentality. Parasukha Dukhi. Someone is happy, then we become miserable. If they're miserable, we become happy. The more we have that mentality, then that we're not liberated. We're not on that Vimukta platform that Krishna is, or that the personified Vedas are describing here. So this glance is another nice thing. Yat karuna kataksha by bhavatam tam goram eva stuma. In Chaitanya Chandramita, that Prabodhananda Saraswati is given such nice verses, one after another, 143 or something, 140 something verses, all nectar, amrita, Chandramrita, the moon nectar, moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those verses praising. So, a famous verse, he says that we're after the merciful sidelong glance. It's not like Krishna glanced one time. His glance is so powerful, he creates the whole material world. But it's still powerful. Many times when Lord Chaitanya was performing pastimes, he was also praying for the glance of Ishwarapuri, but most of the time, in the beginnings of different chapters or different within the pastimes, you'll find Kaviraj Goswami or before him, Vrindavan Das Thakur, mentioning a similar Shubha Drishti Pat. Jaya Jaya Kripa Moya, Shubha Drishti Pat. You are the full of mercy, Jagatira Nath. You are the Lord of the universe, and you are full of mercy. Mahaprabhu, as a boy, Nimai, he was going throughout the town of Navadvip, giving his glance, Kataksha Moksha. It's this described in by Rupa Goswami, this glance. It gives liberation. It is liberating just to see that glance. It's the sidelong glance. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's describing there, yat karuna kataksha, this full of mercy. That's what we want. Yat karuna kataksha by bhavatam tam. That person doesn't want kaivayam narakayate, he doesn't want to merge in the so-called void, mentioned here, but not. It's just an analogy. Kaivayam. But sometimes Krishna consciousness is kaivayam because kevala anandakan. It is one shakti shakti mate or abeda. There's no difference between the person and his shaktis. He is full of shakti and his glance is full of shakti, power. Prabhupada's glance, anyone would get his glance. He will glance at you, you won't forget it. In 1976, maybe Madan Mohan was there, I don't know. In 1976 in L.A., he was giving lecture, and at one point, Prabhupada looked up, looked out at everybody, maybe 250, 300 devotees in that room, in the L.A. temple room, and he put his fingers up. So therefore, we don't say one, we say two, Guru Gauranga. So sometimes we say, this is Beda Beda Prakash. But in our prayers to the Guru every day, we say ek, we use the word, may my desire be one with yours. But the desire is one with the Guru. But we don't merge with it. We're eternally different. But our desire, we want to work with, serve the Guru. Sevana Rupa Mudayana Paravaratna. So Prabhupada glanced, and he glanced at everyone within a second. Everyone felt that glance. I'm sure Srila Ditya was there. At one time. That is power, even Prabhupada's glance. So what to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glance? He was going in Navadvip. He went to different merchants, like the cloth merchant. Oh, merchant, Banik. You can give me one nice cloth. But just glancing at the merchant said, yes, yes, just take it. Don't have to give me anything in exchange. He went to the conch merchant, Shank Banik. Also, he said the same thing. Mahaprabhu said, you have one nice conch? He said, yes, yes, just take it. Just a glance. That was payment enough. More than millions and millions of you cosmic manifestations, that one glance of Nimai, flower merchant, when he went to see the boys, or the coward men and the boys in different villages, you have something you can give? And they would call him uncle because he's a Brahmin and they're merchants, or they're, they're merchants, Vaishyas, but they're trading their milk products. They gave him so much milk, ghee, butter, yogurt, sandesh, so many type of sweetmeats, and they would laugh, and the coward men and boys pick him up on their shoulders. You are our uncle, because in the Bengali culture they called a Brahmin the uncle, even though he was only a boy, young. So it was very loving pastime. Doesn't require any material thing, as Nimai Pandit. Simply the glance is quite enough. He will glance at you and that's it. But those who are hard-hearted, stone-hearted, then they require a different type of treatment. Vajranaka, Vajradangstra, Kamash, Nashingade will come. And in that prayer, in the fifth canto, Prahlad is also praying that you have the Vajranaka, nails, naka, nakalaye. Some people are still saying lakalaye. Nakalaye, his nails, they're just like thunderbolts. Vajranaka, Vajradangstra. Dangstra means the teeth. Dangstra, Karalani, Chite, Mukani. So when he grabs Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu is slightly rebellious. He's the emblem of the bad guys, bad boy. So he had to get that treatment. Otherwise, Kushottarani is soft as the rose, and hard as the thunderbolt. Prabhupada also, the guru is also like that. But he's Salakaya, Chakshua Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva. When we mention this verse, it means a surgical instrument to take off our cataracts. We cannot see. The heart is covered, so he's cutting the sadhu. His words are sometimes cutting. No, you cannot take time from your eating and sleeping. The story of that someone doing a headstand in Balboa Park, and Prabhupada saw that and said, oh, he's one of our men? They said, no, our men do not do. Of course, all of our men do now, many. So, but anyway, in those days. So Prabhupada said, no, you cannot take time from your eating and sleeping to do a headstand when you think about it. Prabhupada's humor is far-reaching. You'll still laugh after 40, 50, the rest of your life, maybe hopefully next life too. Kick on face with boot. Prabhupada said, the politicians and scientists, they are not worthy of being kicked. So if anyone has any attachment to those guys, you can always think of Prabhupada, what he says. It is also the glance. So he's glancing, Angani Yasya Sakalandriya Vritimanti, whether it's his glance, he performs the same function with any of his senses. His playing the flute, all interchangeable. So no one is intimate friend, no one is a stranger. Stranger, have so many books and songs of strangers. About strangers, everyone's a stranger. But those who are Krishna conscious, they don't see people as strangers. No, they know, they see Krishna in the heart. Chara charapati goravati nakshama. He's the Lord of those, not only the chara, but the achara. Those who are not moving. He's a friend of theirs also. In the spiritual world, everything is conscious. The waves of Jamuna, they're offering flowers. What to speak of the cows, the flute, The gopis have some transcendental jealousy of the flute. This flute is getting so much nectar that mother and father must be so proud. We're supposed to be getting that nectar. Why this flute is getting the nectar? So this type of envy is wanted. But what are they envious of? Getting the nectar of Krishna's flute. The glance. Also the word uta, to he wakes up. Utishtata jagrata. We're also we have to wake up. Krishna's already always awake. They're waking him up. These personified Vedas, they're waking up Krishna, supposedly. When he's awake, he's already awake. Turiya stita naftu tamo. He's never under the tamagun. Turiya, he's in the fourth dimension, fifth, tenth, beyond, far beyond. But we wake up Krishna and wake up the Deity Utishtata. But we're also in the Bhagavatam, the Vedas, we're told, Utishtata jagata prapya baram nabodata. You wake up. Krishna already glanced on this creation. You got your facility of human life, and now you're wasting it. Therefore, we hear, Utishtata jagata prapya baram. You got a great boom, bomb. Baram deva moksha na moksha vadimba. The devotee's praying in that song. We don't want moksha. Varam deva moksha. You can give moksha. You're the greatest giver of varam varaya, but of any benediction. Still, we don't want that. What is that? We just want to see Gopala Balam, the form of Gopal. So that is the Damodarastakam. Namo deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu. He's unlimited. He's a little baby boy, but he's Ananta Vishnu also. And he's glancing as Ananta Vishnu just to give us the benediction. Subha Drishti Pat. So if there's any questions, comments, microphones.
I was just wondering, for the sake of someone like me, is it possible that you could sort of like, it was moving too fast on my dull brain, is it possible you could sort of kind of sum up in terms of like the reconnect us again with the verse, which is not on the screen.
Right. Okay, there it is.
And how much, just kind of again connect with the gist of your lecture.
All right, 29. Eternally liberated, transcendental Lord, your material energy causes the various moving and non-moving species of life to appear by activating their material desires. But only when and if you sport with her by briefly glancing at her. You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see no one as intimate friends, no one as a stranger, just as the ethereal sky has no connection with perceptible qualities. In this sense, you resemble a void. Now, you make the comments. Now, your turn. I already talked.
No, I'm just saying, it's true. In the text, you can go in many different directions. There are many points come up. You mentioned a glance, for instance, is an area to discuss.
But mention what?
You mentioned, like an example, you mentioned the glance as one topic. But of all these different points, would you be able to kind of like, how do you feel is the essence of what the verse is telling us?
Well, one thing is, maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. One of the things mentioned, I think Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes that verse. I didn't really see it in here, but in his purport, he quoted it. Maya dakshenas prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunana kaunteya, which is chapter 9, 10th verse, that Krishna says by his glance, maya is Maya Dakshina Prakriti. The Prakriti is acting. Suyate, moving and non-moving entities, are, and they're supporting this universe. Aparyamitas tuanyam prakritim vidhi meparam. Jiva bhuta mahabal. So they're the, we are the ones who are making, animating this universe, what we're seeing of it. There's no need, as it says here, Krishna has no need of this material manifestation, cosmic manifestation. Still, he's there supervising, making sure.
One thing that came up was, now I'm remembering when you're discussing that topic of the glands, unless I didn't hear you correctly, you mentioned that he doesn't, that from his point of view, it's just a momentary glance, of course, Shambhu.
It says
but,
that
but
here.
Then you said something about that it's not, it actually goes on for some time, or it's repeated?
It says
repeated?
Here, briefly glancing. Let me see if there's a word for briefly. Briefly. The word is udikshaya, which is a glance. A glance is generally brief. It's not a stare.
But I thought I heard you say that it's, that actually it's extended or it's repeated or you mean repeated?
From our angle it's just like the entire Yakaranana Vajale Bhajatisma Yogadita Shristi Stiti. Prabhupada said this Shristi creation stiti maintenance is a tiny fraction from Mahavishnu's standpoint. But for us it's the entire life of Brahma, which is, I forget, quite some time. Trillion. Yeah.
But the glance is...
Is that just the day of Brahma? That's a life. That's the whole show. So, but Prabhupada stressed that, Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Chayiva Yashi, that the shadow of Maya is appearing, all this is going on in a tiny... And he compared it to how long does it take for us to exhale and then inhale. That long. So that's not that long. Magatmika's got her hand up. Well,
Prabhu, did you mention that in Prahlad's prayers, he speaks of the hidden avatar?
Chana kalau yadabhavastri yagota sattvam. I don't know. It may be verse 36.
Yeah.
That's where we get that hidden avatar. That's the verse.
Chana avatar.
Itang nityaryagushi devadish avatara.
What's the translation?
Lokam vibhavasi hangsi jagatpati pam. Well, it says that you appear itang amongst humans, nityaryag, animals, fish, Jashavatara as an avatar in all these, in devas, demigods, and you appear in all those manifestations. And he says, what do? Yugano Vrittam, you destroy the demons, you protect the Dharma. Yugano Vrittam, what is it? In the last line, Chana Kalau, but in the Kali Yuga, Chana Kalau, your Chana, which means
hidden.
Covered, hidden. Chanakala Yadabhavas tree, although you're called Tree Yuga, but you actually do appear.
Oh.
So Prahlad's revealing that. This is one of the important verses concerning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 7936, probably. But don't trust me on the numbers. Oh, the chapter, yeah. Yeah. Ice cream cone.
You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see no one as an intimate friend and no one as a stranger. Just as the ethereal sky has no connection with perceptible qualities. So for a newcomer, I mean, he would be bewildered by that.
The mic still works, if you want to put it.
Piece of statement there. No one as intimate friend and no one as a stranger. Just so.
Yeah, but if you take it out of context, that's the point.
Yeah.
This is reinforcing the idea. One of the threads of these shlokas is that we are subservient. We can never blame Krishna. So it's not his fault. Apana karma bunjaya samana. That we're being punished by our own karma. And that's also another thread. So then you have to read the entire, all these verses to get the idea. Everything doesn't come in one verse. Taking things out of context is not a good idea.
In reference to the next to the last line, or the last line where it says, just as ethereal sky has no connection with the perceivable qualities, I was wondering if that's similar to 1.3.31.
Ita nabasi me gago.
Read new.
Rainor va parti va onale.
Avam
drishtari drishyat vam aropitam abudibhi.
Yeah, that's all. Clouds and dust are carried by the air. But less intelligent persons say that the sky is cloudy and the air is dirty.
Except I quoted it in my last class, so I didn't want to sound like an idiot.
Similarly, anyway. They also implant material bodily conceptions on the spirit self. So I was thinking that that's similar to that, because Krishna doesn't have any material quality.
Perfect verse for that. Just, and that somebody quoted the other day that Bhagavad Gita 9.6, yata kasha stito nityam vayu savatago maham tatasa. Just as in the mighty space, the wind is blowing, but the wind doesn't affect the unlimited sky. It's just blowing here and there, but it seems to be really powerful. It could blow up to 300 miles an hour, blow you off the planet, or blow the house down, or kill you, or. But at the same time, it's still in a limited, very tiny. As a matter of fact, King Kulashekar, in his, one of his prayers, when he's praising Krishna, he says, for someone who's Krishna conscious, he's saying, the entire sky is nothing but a tiny little air pocket. I forget, he uses the word. Nothing. A little thimble full of the entire unlimited sky. He has no relation. Yeah.
Well,
over there.
They do that thing with the mustard seeds, too.
Mustard seed thing, yeah.
Just a comment that when you were talking about, you know, the glance, getting the Prabhupada's glance and having it last for, you know, the whole life or lifetimes, the way I understood that was that, you know, Prabhupada, when Prabhupada would glance at you, felt like he was looking right into your soul, and that it kind of activated your bhakti, or it enlivened you to perform service for.
Actually, you just reminded me of that verse from Rupa Goswami, Smita Loka Shokam, it's in the beginning, Adi Lila, Adi One. Smita Loka Shokam Harati Jagatam Yashaparito, that his smiling glance, Lord Chaitanya's smiling glance, activates the creepers of devotion. Smita Loka Shokam. And it, Harati, takes away all the grief, the shoka of this material world. Maharaj has got his hand up. He's got a brief glance.
Now, you inspired me. I can't quote the Sanskrit or Bengali, but there's also a verse where it says, even a slight glance from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is it Bilva Mangala Thakur, where he says...
Bilva Mangala was before Lord Chaitanya.
And who is it? You're saying that
the verse... Prabodhana Saraswati, I just quoted it.
No, I'm referring to the verse where that the demigods look like insects and...
That's the verse, I just quoted it.
Dutendriya, that the senses become...
Kaivalya Narakayate, in the last line, is Yat Karuna Kataksha, the sidelong
merciful plan.
Oh,
you're referring to that same verse?
That's the verse. I mean,
you were just referring to it. Were you?
Yeah, that's the verse I quoted.
No, you're going so fast I couldn't catch. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm fast or...
Or I'm slow.
Vishram Purna Sukhayate. It's got a lot of good stuff. I think Prabodhananda Saraswati had a little bit of knack for verses. I mean, we're lucky if we can memorize his verses, and he wrote thousands of verses. We're praying to take birth so we can, new birth, so we can study his verses. They say that Vrindavan Mahimamrita was it's 17 chapters, but that he actually wrote 100. No one knows what. Hopefully, if that's true, but just to read the 17 chapters. But he is one of the principal gopis, Tanga Vidya, so he probably has a little bit of training in this. They say in his, not only verses, but in his singing and his even dancing, any artistic ability was beyond any demigod. So he wasn't just chanting verses, sitting down. He was singing them. And anyway, maybe next time we'll get a chance to see that kind of thing.
Just a small question. Here it says that no one is the intimate friend of Krishna. But actually when one surrenders, does he become a friend? Or
he says that, I'm a friend. But I think that we have a problem taking this out of context because it's making a certain point. Just like the Prahlad verses that we quoted, the verse, there it stresses also paravara mati. He's not in favor of anyone lower or higher. But we could see it also like when Kaviraj Goswami says, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I can't enumerate them all higher and lower. In fact, I don't see them as higher or lower. Or one of the prayers by maybe Sridhar Swami or Kulasekhar, where he says, if we have a Jiva Goswami might have made a verse like that. A small Tulsi leaf or a big one, we don't distinguish. Prabhu, can you give me a Tulsi leaf? So, you know, then you give someone a Tulsi leaf this size, it's not right to complain and say, this is a small Tulsi leaf. Apparently, you know, it's a Tulsi leaf. Even if some of them are like 3 inches, 4 inches big, and some of them are only quarter inch big. But, so.
There are various, as you know better than most of us, that various references that reconcile Krishna's so-called partiality, his neutrality. We're all familiar with, besides the Bhagavad Gita 9:29, which you mentioned a couple of times, but there's also the...
Yaya tamam prabhajante.
Yeah, you mentioned that one too, the 4:11. But then there's also the Brahma Sangita that...
Yam krodha kama sahaja?
No, the one of Yastvindra gopam matavendra
mahosvakam bandana rupam udayana paravaratvam. What's the rest? Yeah.
Then it's...
Did I say it right?
Nirdahati kintu chabakti bhajan. So both are there. Both the neutrality that Krishna awards completely.
The Indra Gopa or Indra himself.
Yeah, everyone who works on the path of work, he gives the results of their work. But at the same time, he's partial, we can say, to the devotee because he destroys the results of their karma down to the root. So I get the inkling that when Krishna is Bhagavan, then that's when he has the time when he exercises his so-called partiality. But then as Paramatma, that's where he's the more of the neutral aspect.
Right. So this is describing more of the Paramatma mode. Anything else? Okay, Hare Krishna. We're winding up this cosmic manifestation right now.